AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Less than a week after nine church members were gunned down by a suspect who displayed a Confederate flag sticker on the front license plate of his car, South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley says it's time to remove a Confederate flag from the Capitol grounds. President Obama travels to Charleston later this week to eulogize a friend and early supporter who was among those gunned down last week in that church.
The White House says the president will deliver the eulogy at services Friday for the Reverend Clementa Pinckney, a political activist and early Obama supporter, and in so doing, pay tribute to all those who perished at Emmanuel AME Church.
They opened their doors to strangers who might enter a church in search of healing.
In the stunned aftermath of last week's shooting at the historic black church, Obama called it tragic, but since then has also said he draws hope from how Americans of all races and faiths have come together in solidarity with the congregation. Mark Smith at the White House.
Forget politics. Maryland's governor of 5 months is fighting for his life. Larry Hogan announced this afternoon he has cancer of the lymph nodes.
This cancer is very advanced and very aggressive.
But Hogan says his doctors will aggressively attack it.
They want to immediately start chemotherapy treatment, and they want to go as aggressively as possible. So, as I understand it, they try to give you as much as you can possibly take without killing you. They want to kill the cancer and keep you alive.
Other than having cancer, Governor Hogan says he feels fine. The second shotgun shooting of a group of people in Philadelphia in a matter of days has injured at least 5 people. The weapon recovered in this afternoon's incident, the shooter being sought. Poor ratings are the reason NBC is canceling Hannibal, a drama about a psychiatrist turned serial killer at the end of its summer run. This is AP Radio News. A former White House chef who had been missing for more than a week after going hiking in the mountains of northern New Mexico is being remembered for his culinary talents as investigators try to piece together the last moments of his life. A police spokeswoman says the body of 61-year-old Walter Scheib was found last night not far from a hiking trail.
The trail itself is passable. The difficulty would be if anyone were to venture off of the trail. That area would definitely be treacherous and would not be recommended.
A lot of folks say Ronald Reagan was bigger than life, and so is a statue of the smiling former governor of California that was unveiled today in the state capitol's lower rotunda. The bronze image of Reagan, who became president, stands nearly 8 feet tall and weighs 800 pounds. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.